Global mission pioneers are frontline missionaries who move into communities, build relationships, meet needs, and disciple new believers. They share the good news of Jesus through holistic ministry. They often face challenges and prejudice as they enter new territories. One of these pioneers is Hari, who is serving in Nepal.
People don't trust us. They don't want us to visit them or stay with them.
Hari prayed about the prejudice he faced and discovered that doing simple things could bring him closer to the community.
If we directly share the word of God, then they won't listen to us. So first, we need to find an opportunity to help them, helping others during sickness or other problems, taking them to a doctor's visit, supporting them with their basic needs, feeding their little ones, or looking after their property when they're not around.
Hari's district is very large. At first, he didn't know where to start. He prayed for help, and God answered his prayer.
While working as a global mission pioneer in Japa district, I found Suresh Bunmu in bad condition. Due to his bad house condition, I felt like sharing with him about the gospel of Christ.
At first, Suresh wasn't interested. His life was chaotic. He used to drink, gamble, and commit adultery. One time, the villagers caught him with a woman and took him to the police to be processed. He spent 2 days in jail, and the villagers and police suggested separating him from his wife. Later, the police released Suresh, and he returned to his house. The villagers forgave him, but they warned him not to make this mistake again, or he would lose his family. Suresh's life hit rock bottom, and Hari comforted him during this difficult time. Then he started to share with him again about the Word of God and invited him to church. Within a year, Suresh was baptized and regularly attended church.
Today, his life has changed. By seeing his changed life, other people have also been inspired. Seeing changes in their lives, many people have been encouraged to give their lives to Jesus.
Now people understand the value that Hari brought to their village. From being unwanted, he has now become the most wanted person in helping his village.
They have selected me as a key person for society's well-being. It's all due to God's word. Because we don't lie or steal and speak only the truth, people trust us with their belongings.
Hari finds his ministry rewarding.
I'm happy as a global mission pioneer because I get the opportunity to share the word of God. I'm motivated to share the word of God. So this is the reason I'm happy with the global mission.
Please pray for Hari and the work in Nepal in the heart of the 1040 window. Thank you for supporting global mission and sending pioneers like Hari to reach the unreached with God's love.